With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, your weekly voyage into Florida fishing. Presented by Hubbard's Marina, hosted by Captain Mike Anderson and Captain Dylan Hubbard.
Well, at least this week it is. Good morning, Tampa Bay, 970 WFLA, talking fishing. Going to be here until 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, only until 8 o'clock. Want to give some... Want to give some serious love to our main man, Captain Rob Roman, behind the glass. Good to see you, pal.
Yeah, it feels like forever, huh?
It does feel like forever. Dylan's running around here mercilessly taking care of my electronic goodies.
Yeah, I was hearing about what was going on over there. I was like, man, it's like radio in radio, man.
Exactly.
Multiple radio things going on.
That happened to me yesterday on my Fox 13 segment. We were live on air, and then all of a sudden the auto announcements kicked on. Normally they start at 9, but they were late yesterday because of some camera issues. So I'm live on the news, and then all of a sudden my voice starts playing over the PA next to me. So that was
nice.
It was beautiful.
And then you're like, oh, is that what I sound like on the radio? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big good morning to everybody watching us on the live stream. Dylan doing a great job with the live stream. Want to put a shout out to D-Hubs here. As most of you know, I've been absent from the air chair here for a little longer than I wanted to be, actually.
Unplanned.
Unplanned. Some of it was planned, some of it unplanned, but I appreciate D-Hubs here. Got a lot of great feedback on the job you did while I was gone. Thank you so much, Rob Roman, doing what you do. Thank you, too, for the... incredible Christmas gift. This was a nice surprise, bro.
I think it's funny. I don't know if it's. I mean, I won't wear it out.
I'm wearing it
but
out.
I'm gonna
dude.
Wear it around the house and
I'm
do live
this.
Streams in it for sure.
Yeah, like next weekend. We
I think it's our Saturday uniform.
I got my wife's birthday next Saturday night, so I'm thinking dressed up with a pair of black jeans. This would look great.
You know, I've just been so busy lately. I've been kind of driving back and forth from work and going home, and I drive past maybe about like 5 or 6 Waffle Houses, but I never really get the time to go.
Nor would you ever want to go in there.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that. I mean, there must be some delicious food there.
There is.
There's not. It's just convenient. It's open. And when it's 3 o'clock and you're drunk, that's the only place you can go. So that's why Waffle House is still in business.
Now you're making it think like I should be drinking before even going there.
100%. You should not go there with a blood alcohol of less than like 0.1.
I feel like this is an initiation to really get into Florida.
The designated driver doesn't eat there. It's everybody that they drove there that eats there.
This is wild.
It is wild.
It's too wild.
I don't get it. I love my shirt, though. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For those of you on the radio, he got a Waffle House t-shirt. Waffle House t-shirt.
That's it's a beautiful. Nice t-shirt, too.
We both did. I got mine last week, and I had to keep it a secret so Mike didn't find out about his gift coming.
I'll have it.
We got matching outfits.
I'll have it posted to the Real Animals Facebook page here sometime this morning, I promise. Good stuff for sure. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff to get to. We got events coming up. January kicked off well here. The weather's been beautiful. We're having a little bit of a front stack here.
Yeah, the beautiful weather maybe in Tampa Bay. Yeah. For us offshore fishermen, it's been brutal.
Yeah. Well,
brutal.
It's kind of normal this time of year, though, right? Front stack, front after front after
yeah.
front.
Yeah, I mean, we were nice very window. Blessed in December. It kind of started in November, had me worried. I was like, oh, this is going to be a hard winter. But then it calmed down. December was, I think, historically beautiful.
A little too nice. Yeah,
yeah. And then now we're getting into January, and it seems like winter is here.
I've been thinking about this kind of all week, because I start to get nervous for the inshore guys if there isn't a winter. The spring,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just doesn't go. It goes, but it doesn't go pow. It doesn't go boom. You know, like when those fish pour out of the backcountry, you know, they're absolutely famished because the bait has disappeared because it was cold. And you get a really mild winter. I mean, even right now, bait's still at the Skyway Bridge. It's still, you know what I mean? It's not a full-blown shrimp bite. I mean, it's a little too soft of a winter for me right now. Does that affect you guys offshore?
I think it has more to do with just movement of the water. The cold fronts stir up the water so much. And offshore, the big thing is reproduction. And without stirring up that offshore water, those small little juvenile year one, year zero fish, the little phytoplankton in the Gulf, they don't get pushed into the estuaries without cold fronts. So I think it has a lot to do with just recruitment of our offshore species. When they reproduce offshore, like most of the snapper species, some of the grouper species, they're going to reproduce offshore and then release those eggs. They hatch as phytoplankton, and it needs weather to drive that stuff into the estuary so they can start life at a half an inch long, you know, and then grow up in the estuary to eventually swim back offshore.
Right. Okay.
So I think that has more to do with anything. We need some weather to stir up the Gulf and get that water turned over, refresh the bottom, get that oxygen moving around, and then move a lot of that phytoplankton into the estuary and keep that recruitment high.
That's a very scientific answer.
But yes, I think it helps. Cold fronts move fish. It also moves the grouper, too. I mean, gags start moving around. Yeah. We get the wahoo going. It definitely, I mean, this last cold front, we had stirred up water in 200 foot on our 44-hour trip.
Wow.
I mean, you don't see that. I mean, behind Irma, we didn't really see that. Granted, behind a lot of big hurricanes, we don't go immediately offshore like we did on this cold front because we're unbuttoning our windows and getting people back in town. But, I mean, you don't see water looking so muddy like you see it in 40 foot of water is how it looked in 200 foot.
That's crazy.
Behind that front.
Wow.
So pretty amazing.
Yeah, I just always, I mean, I just think it matters. It just seems like the spring bite inshore is so much better when we have a winter, when those fish have to get back into those winter haunts, when they have to get back to the springs up the rivers, they have to crawl back into those dark bottom places where there's nothing but a few crustaceans to eat. They need to lean out a little bit, go into that, you know, metabolic state where they're just, you know, trying to stay warm for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when we hit, you know, mid-March and things start to get, you know, 65, 67, 68 on a regular basis as we start to crawl towards, obviously, that magical temp we talk about at 72 degrees. I just think we need that. I really do. I think that, you know, when the bait shows, hell, to be truthful, maybe it's me who needs it more than they do. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I
just like that big explosion of spring where you hit the water one morning and you're like, oh, yeah.
It's on and popping.
It's on, yeah.
But I think the bay needs it, too. I mean, the bay's deep. We have a lot of deep areas in the bay, and having that water turnover, and like think about upper Tampa Bay, that water doesn't move. But a big cold front comes down and it's blowing 35, 40 out of the north, that water
pushes
starts
a
moving
lot of water,
around.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
starts refreshing our estuaries with more nutrients, good nutrients, and getting everything moving around. So I think it's just healthy for the water in general.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, the seasons, you know, growing up north, I enjoy the seasons. I enjoy the change. I enjoy a time of the year.
We have seasons in Florida.
I know we do.
We've got summer. We've got love bug season. We've got cold front season, hurricane season.
We do.
Bugs me when people say we don't have seasons.
No, I didn't say we don't have seasons. I just said
you were alluding to it.
Being from up north, I really enjoy the season. So I like it when we have a cold stretch here. I like it when it actually, you know, we're in sweatpants and
as he wears his Green Bay T-shirt.
I wore my sweatshirt in this.
It's also a Green Bay sweatshirt.
It is. It's Packer football day, which normally isn't on Saturday. It's normally on Sunday, but this week we play on Saturday.
Firing up the Traeger today? Making some chicken wings?
I don't know yet. That's a good question.
Stop posting photos of your awesome chicken wings, please.
I got some things to do today. We'll see what evolves. I promise you I will be sitting in front of the TV chilling at 8:15 this evening as kick. Actually, 4:30 because the first game I think is at 4:30. So
I'll be there too, cheering against them.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I don't want to go to Lambeau again.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean the Bucks beat them last year, went to home turf, and it's cold up there.
It is cold.
And I don't know if we want to do it again.
Zero,
that's gonna be tough.
Zero with the wind chill today.
We're just gonna leave that alone.
Somebody's catching.
Keep on moving on.
Somebody's catching walleyes and.
Yeah, ice fishing.
Through the ice, yeah.
Yeah. On our supporters group, we have a lot of people from that area, and they're posting photos of ice fishing and talking about how much fun it is. I'm like, all right, I can almost see myself going speck fishing with Captain Ben and you in Lakeland, but going speck fishing through a foot of ice, I don't know about that.
Come on now.
It's going to take a lot of Jameson.
It's called ice drinking.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. I don't call it ice fishing. I call it ice drinking. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. Lots of stuff, again, to talk about today. Super excited for our Bartow Ford Real Animals Fishing Conversation coming up February 15th. We're actually going to be live with guests, with food, all those great things. Our good friends at
Silver Ring Cafe.
Thank you. As soon as I started to spiel it, it went away from me. Dana at Silver Ring Cafe doing some Cubans, probably some stuffed potatoes or maybe some crab. It's going to be super good time. We've got Bull Bay rods to give away. I got Mike Dixon with Ingle Coolers sending a cooler for us to give away. I'll have my usual bunch of giveaways. The Watts brothers, Brian and Greg, going to be our guests. We couldn't really do a better two guests to open this thing. Being out there in Polk County, the boys, they do a little bass fishing out there. So it's good this time of year to have Brian and Greg with me just because they have such great bass fishing knowledge as well as one of the best redfish pro teams there ever was. So it's going to be good to have those guys out there. 2800 Highway 98 North. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a good time. It's a beautiful dealership if you haven't been out there to check it out. They're getting all excited, ramping things up for us.
And I got clearance from the boss. I'll be there, too. I
look
forward to it.
D-Hubs is coming. Nice.
I want to meet the Watts brothers and eat some Cubans.
You've
so
never
I'll be
met
there.
The Watts brothers?
Never.
All right. Well, good. Okay. Well, you're going to be lined up as a guest here soon, so you'll be out there more than once this year for sure.
Yeah, I just want to learn more about the speck fishing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm interested.
You're throwing questions out there?
Uh-huh.
I like it. All right. Well,
if I'm not chewing on the Cuban food.
The big wrapped Real Animals truck and the big wrapped Hubbard's Marina truck will be out there at Bartow Ford. Again, that's going to be February 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. Put it in your calendar. Again, phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. Light them up. We'll be back.
Driving down this highway, I got a heavy load. Behind this big wheel with nowhere to go.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, presented by Hubbard's Marina. Now your captains, Mike Anderson and Dylan Hubbard.
I can't help but feel that, I mean, I've only been back in studio for 24 minutes, technically. and I'm already gaining, like, knowledge again. I mean, I have a new Waffle House t-shirt. And Dylan is pouring knowledge onto me this morning. Like, it's coming at me like, you know? It's a good thing I quit drinking. Because if I, you know, normally I'd have a couple beers on Friday, wake up, I'd be, you know, a little too fuzzy to take in all this knowledge. But right now, it's coming at me clean. I'm digging it. Rob's looking at me very funny.
You're frosty
like,
this morning.
Rob's like, dude.
I mean, we used to have like a word of the day or something like that, didn't we?
We did have a word of the day. What's the word of today?
We're not there yet.
Do we have
it? I'd have to look it up.
All right. All right. Well, get on that, would you? I had the privilege of fishing with the great John Mamola and his son Camden yesterday.
Nice.
His pal Jim, who is a big Packer fan, who grew up in Chicago, which is a little odd, but super guys.
Odd
super
being
guys.
A Packer fan?
From Chicago.
Is that what was odd?
From Chicago.
Oh, okay.
It's not odd. Being we're America's team, really, just so you know.
He went there.
I always go there. It is what it is.
So, 13 titles. How has the bite been inshore?
For me, and I haven't been on the water as much as I would have liked. Obviously, you know, I don't know. For those who don't know, I had to make my own little trip down the COVID lane, which was a ton of fun.
Yep. You've been there.
Yeah.
Everybody's been there.
Yeah, exactly. So it was my turn. So it's cost me some time on the water. This week I spent a whole day just looking. I got in the boat early in the morning. It was cold. But I just needed some salt. My wife laughed. She was like, it's going to be really cold. And I'm like, I'm getting on my boat is what I'm going to do. Because I was just itching to just get
out of the house.
Yeah, and that's what she said too. You just want to get out of the house. I'm like, I did, but I've been guiding for 22 years. It just seems weird if you're disconnected from it quite that long. You're like, okay, something, I got to go find out where they're moving, what's going on, all that stuff. And the water was still a little dirty.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff that I wanted to look at wasn't great. I'm kind of glad you sent us down this road here, because I wanted to talk about something that I'm very confused about, and it'll send us down a little bit of a track, and I'm okay with it. The south end of Tampa Bay for many, many years was like speckled trout heaven.
The Mecca.
Well, I don't know if it's the Mecca. I mean, you got St. Joseph Sound to the north, and that's, you know, to me, probably our Mecca here locally because of all that big water flush. But, dude, I cut my teeth. I mean, back before I was a guide, when I was just learning to saltwater fish, you know, I launched my boat down there day after day after day.
And you're talking about like South Shore.
No, I'm talking south end of the bay. I'm talking more towards Fort DeSoto, that whole area, okay. Terra Verde, you know, that side, the clam bar, all that stuff. Dude, for, you know, probably 2 or 3 years, I speckled perch I speckled trout fish that thing hard. Little white paddle tails, two buddies in the boat, drifting the flats. You'd catch hundreds of them, hundreds of 13-inch trout this time of year. I mean, they're almost annoying. They were everywhere. Ladyfish, you know, bluefish. They're gone, dude. Like, they're not there. Yeah. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's touching it. Here's the other thing. Two or three places I went on Wednesday while I was looking around where there's normally beautiful grass, tons of trout this time of year, not only are the trout not there, the grass is gone as well. This red tide that we just had a serious effect on the south end of Tampa Bay. Now, why is speckled trout closed in Charlotte Harbor, but it's open here? And I've been down to Charlotte Harbor fishing. You can cruise the flats and catch big, beautiful speckled trout down there. They're not here at all. Normally, I'm a big, you know, FWC marine research guy. Like, hey, they're my peeps. They get this right. I don't think they got this right.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, that opening was kind of confusing. It's like, open snook, redfish, trout all at once. I didn't really follow the FWC meeting where they discussed it, because a lot of times they'll ask staff to kind of give reasoning. It's definitely confusing that you would see something like that on the water and it wouldn't reflect in FWC's kind of feedback from their fisheries independent monitoring. But I've noticed what you're saying in John's past too. I mean, taking my son off the dock fishing, normally you drop a little piece of shrimp down on a gold hook and 8-pound test. It doesn't take long for something to bite. But we could sit out there for 30 minutes and literally not lose a little small piece of shrimp on a gold pinfish hook.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
It's crazy. I mean, again, now, you know, there's redfish around. There's some snook around. You know, we caught some sheephead yesterday, caught a pompano yesterday, you know, some jacks. It's not dead. But why is speckled trout open? I mean, I don't understand. I wish somebody could tell me. And if you out there, if you're seeing trout, let us know. We want to hear about it. 1-800-969-9352. Again, it's 1-800-969-9352. Light them up. Let's chat. We'll be back.
Good for nothing. At least that's the way it seems.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, presented by Hubbard's Marina. Now your captains, Mike Anderson and Dylan Hubbard.
Welcome back. If you need a new roof or you're looking for a roof repair, check out our good friends at Affordable Roofing Systems. You know, finding a good contractor these days isn't all that easy. Finding somebody you can trust, finding somebody with 3 decades of experience. Check out Affordable Roofing Systems. Whether you need a shingle, metal, tile, or a flat roof, they're your safest choice for repairs or replacements. They're defined by integrity, respect, honesty, and have a personalized and professional approach to doing business. Call Affordable Roofing Systems today at 1-888-397-ROOF for your free estimate or visit them online at affordableroofingflorida.com. Let's go to the phones here. We're talking about, you know, where all the trout are this morning a little bit, if you want to chime in on that. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Kent in Clearwater. Kent, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Headed out to Green Swamp right now, running a little bit behind.
Yeah, you're a little bit behind, but you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm about 10 minutes away from Rock Ridge Engines.
Nice. Talk to me. What you got?
I had a comment about the red tide. I live up in Clearwater. We're seeing a lot of trout up in St. Joseph Sound, as you mentioned. We were out last week. I did really well. But my comment was about Piney Point. I wonder how much impact Piney Point had on the on top of Red Tide with South Tampa Bay. Any thoughts on that?
It had all the impact.
Yeah, that was where it was focused.
It was 110%, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
And if somebody opens their mouth around you and tells you that Piney Point didn't have anything to do with it, just jaw-jack them. Because they're lying. They're straight up lying, bro. Seriously. And I'm not usually that grumpy, but that Piney Point thing is bad. And it still hasn't been rectified.
Well, to temper what you said a little bit, is there what is being said on the media and being said by a lot of people is there is no connection with Piney Point and that red tide event that affected that area so heavily because they couldn't tie it together scientifically.
Whatever.
There's no scientific proof.
I'll bet
but
you.
Logic and just plain common sense says it has 100%.
I'll bet
you
if we grabbed one of those scientists by the scruff of the neck and we drug him around Tampa Bay with my 25 Contender Bay, we could find a scientific tie-in. I'll bet you automatically.
So angry he's still.
I'm not angry.
In the
I'm just being
bay.
Honest. I'm not angry. I'm just being honest. What do you think, Kent? Don't you think that would work?
Well, I agree. Absolutely. We're seeing it all the way up in in Clearwater as well, the effects.
I'm sure.
Especially on the seagrass. There wasn't much stone crab. We've been out traps this year. The seagrass has pulled back. I think there needs to be a third-party independent study done.
I agree. We need to get some help on this topic. And the bad part is the news media won't cover it because all of your TV stations are all tied politically to the candidates. So they get so much money coming in. Nobody wants to ruffle any feathers. Nobody wants to make anybody mad. But that's what needs to happen. Well, we need some action.
It kind of comes down to just getting the unity across the masses because you hit the nail on the head, politics. I mean, the biggest political contributors are some of the biggest offenders of pollution.
Well, that's true.
Whether it's whatever phosphate mining, Big Sugar, they're huge political candidate contributors, and those political campaigns fund the media.
Absolutely.
So the only way to kind of get outside of that is everybody standing up together, united. And even during the peak of that red tide, you could not get people to say, oh, yeah, I'll join this group or that group, because they have 10 different reasons why they don't want to join that group or this group. And you just got to look at some of the positives, put your differences aside, and we all got to get united or this will keep happening.
I agree. No doubt about it. Good call, Kent. We appreciate you. Enjoy your day in the swamp.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right, brother. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Good stuff right there. Let's go out to beautiful Polk County. Let's check in with Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Welcome back from the COVID list. I've been on that list myself. It's not fun at all.
No, it's really not a party.
It's terrible. Anyways, glad to hear both you guys together again, though.
Thank you.
Me too.
So I want to hit on two things real quick. For one, I've been hitting the fishing hard over by some of the sand flats over before you get to the Skyway Bridge.
Yep.
And I've caught trout there my entire life. I've caught trout there and hammered trout there. I haven't caught a single one yet.
I'm telling
you,
buddy.
I've done it for 15 years. So something's off on that.
I agree. I'm scratched. I even made the phone calls before I went out Wednesday. I just called some of the boys in my posse and was like, hey, you know, Rob Gorda, Kyle Nifong, Brett Norris, you know, the guys who fish really, really hard that have been guiding there a long time. Like, hey, I don't need to know where, but are you seeing any trout? I'm going to go hit some of my favorite spots. And every single one of them said, dude, we haven't seen a trout. That's not good.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't either.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
My second thing was I used to work for a company here in Polk County that's a big phosphate company. Let's call them that because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
I know for 100% fact because of what I did that when they have spills, they cover it up, and they destroyed the Peace River for a while. My whole life I've been in this area. We have fished the Peace River for snook. When they got caught and they couldn't do it no more, we started seeing snook everywhere. We're catching snook regularly again in the Peace River. However, that company, because I have the videos of it, still dump to this day and say nothing. They're supposed to report over so many gallons.
Right.
They don't ever do that. They sweep that under the rug so fast, it's ridiculous. And then when we try to report it, they say, no, you know better. That was the response they always gave.
Yeah, I got you. Well, and that's, you know, I mean, that's where we got issues with that. We have issues with that. And we need some politicians that aren't trying to line their pocket with those big corporate dollars. We need those politicians to do their job and take care of the things that the people care about.
Oh, we would see politicians at work at times.
Oh, for sure.
They would have come into our offices.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When I was going through training in their big office in Fishhawk, I was going through a training, and you would literally watch local politicians walk in there. They're not there to hang out. They're there to, you know, collect their check and to see how they're going to get back.
Exactly. Exactly. Andrew, that's a great call. Hopefully we'll see you out there at Bartow Ford on the 15th of February for our fishing conversation. Love to chat with you.
Oh, I am absolutely planning on it.
Good. We'd love to have you, brother. Looking forward to a great call
have
this morning.
One,
thanks, pal. Good stuff right there.
But that's the thing is you got to let the politicians know that you care about water quality. And if you don't care about water quality, I won't vote for you. And that's where the change is going to happen. Because everybody chanting, drain the swamp, get rid of them all. There's still going to be politicians, and you have to get elected. And that takes a lot of money.
Right.
And they're going to take money from these different organizations.
Well, I think that's where the reform has to come. The reform has to come in the system. It needs to be systemic. We need to fix the system.
Yeah, that's
and
an
easier
that's a task.
I'm with you, but yeah. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say clean sweep, I think that's what it needs. We need to fix the system.
Like okay? Term limits,
the system,
that kind
yes,
of thing.
Because it's broke.
Fix the political
system. And part of the problem is, here in America, we live such a cushy, great life. If you get up in the morning, you go to work, you make a living, you're comfortable, you end up in a home or an apartment or something, you have a car, you know. We're not a third world country.
Oh, yeah.
So we're too comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But that, you know, that doesn't mean that the things that are going on up top aren't broke. It doesn't mean that it couldn't be better, you know, because where are we leading all of this down the road?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you know, where's the fishery going to be? I was thinking about that yesterday. Where's this fishery going to be? It's changed so much in just the 20 plus years I've been guiding. Where's it going to be 25 years from now? Where's it going to be 25 years from now when your little guy is part of Hubbard's Marina?
It's something I worry about every day. But there's a lot more to that than just water quality.
Oh, for sure. No, again, it's not a, you know, it's not an easy fix.
Yeah.
Like, there's no easy. People just need to forget about easy and dig in and go to work. You need to be part of something. Fishing is very popular.
Yeah, it takes consistency and trying to get involved and stay involved. You can't just sit back and relax or not pay attention or not or think someone else is going to handle it. Like, right. oh, Cap Mike's going to go to the CCA and he'll take care of this. It's you got to be involved. You got to be a part of it. And whether that's a lot of people are like sitting there thinking, well, I don't have time to go to meetings. I'm working every day. I have a job. I can't. Being involved could be as easy as joining a group and then helping to spread the word about that group. Like, for example, if you join the CCA, the Florida Guides Association, whatever it may be, Captains for Clean Water, join the group, get on the email list, look at the emails. When there's call to actions, fill them out. When the group holds a fundraiser or an event, share it on Facebook. Tell your friends to go. That's being involved. If you want to go to meetings and get more involved and be in leadership, that's even better. But just being a part of the group and attending meetings is important.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's good stuff. Let's check in here. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, you're on the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. What you got for us?
Good. I just wanted to call in and say hello. I think you guys are absolutely right. There's a lot of work to do for the fishery and politics, but we've got the St. Pete Boat Show this weekend.
Very cool.
And it has been an awesome couple of days. We've got today ahead of us, and tomorrow we've got our Contender 39 ST on display for everyone to check out, and we can answer any questions from a 22 to a 44 Contender, and we've got the build sheets there ready to go for everybody to check it out.
I did not. I could only see the top on my call screen, Michelle, so I didn't put it all together. Who was calling this morning? This is Michelle Boyle. They are a new Contender dealer, which is going to be over there on St. Pete Beach. And me, being a Contender guy, I'm a little excited.
And a St. Pete Beach guy.
And a St. Pete Beach guy. I do love St. Pete Beach as well. That's very
it's
cool.
A good combo.
So, yeah, it's a great combo, no doubt about it. So you guys got the 39 over there. Is that the only Contender on the floor?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty tough to find a Contender these days.
It is.
And motors for them.
Yeah, but they can get them. They're on them. So
yeah,
we've
no
got
doubt.
The 39 back there. Everybody can come check that out. The nice thing is, you know, Contenders are completely custom built and every option you can imagine. So if you go on the 39, you can see all of the options and you can use that to build your boat, whether it's a 22 or a 32, whatever you want.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was just down at the factory this week, actually. I was there Monday morning dropping off the goodies for my new 25. And it's amazing. It's an amazing factory, the way they got that thing running. And everybody was just jammed at 10 o'clock in the morning. There was people flying everywhere, people taking deliveries. It's a great, great company. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you guys if they can't make it to the show today, tomorrow. How can they get a hold of you guys to maybe take a look at ordering that dream boat of a lifetime?
Yeah, so we launched our website yesterday. We're boilingpoint.com, boilenpoint.com. We've got boilingpoint@gmail.com as an email, but the website's really great. It shows a bunch of the different models and specs, and it tells our story. And then you can call ourselves. Everything is on the website as well. And we're going to be breaking ground in April on St. Pete Beach, and we'll have everything to outfit the offshore lifestyle in our store, and we're right on the corner of 75th and Gulf Boulevard.
You know what's cool, too, is I spent some time with the Boyle family. They joined us for a day at the beach this past July. We stay on St. Pete Beach for a week, and great family. So I like it when a brand that I love as much as Contender adds a great family to it as a dealership. I love family-owned businesses that are going to rock and roll in the area. Michelle, you, your husband, your kids, everything, just a great family. We're so blessed to add you to the fishing community here. We appreciate you. We hope you have a great show. What time's the show open today?
It opens at 10 a.m. today.
Okay, what time tomorrow?
And 10 a.m. again tomorrow, but it's a little later tonight. It goes till about 7 p.m. and then I think 5 tomorrow.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. We appreciate you. Great call. Tell your husband, good choice having you call in. Nice work on the call in there.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate the support and look forward to seeing everyone at the boat show.
Absolutely. Have a great show, guys. We appreciate you.
Cold and windy, great day to go to the boat show.
Yeah, it is a good day to go to the boat show. There's no doubt about that.
Where is the St. Pete boat show?
That's a good question. She didn't tell us that, did she? I'm sure we can look it up. Yeah,
we'll look it up on the break.
You. Yeah, good people. The Boyles are good, good people. It's going to be a great addition here to the Bay Area to have a contender dealer you can go directly to. We got Ron in Ron's Tackle Box. He's going to be up first on the other side. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. Light them up.
Hey, Rose, I see you when I can. Don't cry for me, baby. Don't cry for me now.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, presented by Hubbard's Marina. Now your captains, Mike Anderson and Dylan Hubbard.
Welcome back. 6:55 here at the iHeart Media Empire. Captain Michael Anderson, Captain Dylan Hubbard from Hubbard's Marina, talking fishing here. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. We're also streaming live on the Hubbard's Facebook page, the Real Animals Facebook page, and wherever else Dylan can send this thing. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The Gills Gear Facebook page, nice. Bull Bay Facebook page, the Real Animals YouTube, all nice. Over.
We're everywhere. We're global. We're scared. We're worldwide. Let's check in with our good friend out of beautiful Lake Alfred. Let's go to Ronnie at Ron's Tackle Box. Get that freshwater report. It's your time of the year, kid. How's the bite?
Man, it's fantastic.
I'll bet.
We are seeing some record numbers of specs, which are the crappies for the people from the north that don't know what a speck is here. Call them specks here. But anyhow, it's fantastic. The bass fishing is wonderful. We're starting to see some bedding fish over here. I'm seeing some good strong 8-pound fish being caught already.
Nice.
Nothing bigger than that lately, but a couple guys from St. Peter here this morning, they came in, heard us on the radio. That's how they found out about us out here.
Good
and they're
deal.
Fishing on Lake Alfred today. They're going to come back and give me a report later.
Okay.
They had to get a couple of them booyahs, them royalties, so they couldn't find them nowhere.
Well,
but I happen to have about maybe a gross and a half right now.
I was going to say, we can find them. We
so
know where
plenty
they're
of them.
Yeah, we know where
but
they're
But fishing
at.
Out here in Polk County is on. That weather change turned them on real good. Like I say, the speckled perch are great. Mainly minnows for them. A few chartreuse jigs are working well, a little bit of white. Lighter colors are working well for jigs.
Okay.
And then the bass fishing, they're using all kinds of different things, including shiners. So pick your favorite bait and come and fish.
Yeah, no That's doubt. It's that time of year. I get the itch this time of year, too. That freshwater bug just bites me usually this time of year when you know that bite's on fire. You can go speck fishing. You can go bass fishing. It's a blast.
Sure. Especially with the winds and stuff, you know, you have the northwest winds that keep the water out of the bay, which makes it harder to fish there, so you might as well come on over here and get out of the wind.
I agree. I agree. It's a good sell. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I could be a weatherman.
You should.
I think all fishermen are part-time weathermen.
That's right, no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
I think we do a better job than some of them.
Right. Very true. Very true. No doubt about it.
Right.
All good stuff. Well, tell everybody how they can find you out there and come out there and do some fishing with you.
All righty. We're at 380 South Lakeshore Way, which is 1792 in Polk County. Phone number 863-956-4990. 554 lakes to come and play in.
The best. You are the best, my friend, the freshwater guru.
Thanks, guys.
Always good to hear your voice, Ronnie. Appreciate you, brother.
Same here.
Thanks, pal.
Right.
Good
Bye.
Stuff right there. Yeah. Ron at Ron's Tackle Box. Always good.
Betting bass. That's a good thing to hear.
It is a good
Makes
thing
Makes it easy
to
target.
Yeah, it really does. And the speck fishing, too, out there is just fantastic. Some of this colder weather has got to help that a little bit, get those fish rocking and rolling. Full moon in February is what I've been told from my buddies who are much
spec
better at this.
Gurus.
Yeah, the spec gurus, yes. The spec guys like Ben Marshall and Rick Gross.
And the Watts brothers now.
Well, the Watts brothers are some fishy dudes. There ain't much that swims out there in Polk County that they don't know about. So And they're going to join me the 15th of February out at Bartow Ford for the Real Animals Live Fishing Conversation. Again, Silver Ring Cafe is going to be there. Ingle Coolers to give away. Bull Bay Rods to give away. D-Hubs is going to be on site. It's going to be a good time. Make sure you put that in your calendar. Bartow Ford, the place to be. 2800 Highway 98 North out there in Bartow. You're going to want to come out and see us. It's going to be a good time. 1-800-969-9352. Phone lines are open. Light them up. We'll be back.
Oh, now he's got three kids. He's got a wife, and I have to say.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.